USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It appears President Trump will issue his first veto today. Trump is expected to veto the congressional rejection of his border emergency declaration. The Senate joined the House yesterday by passing a resolution of disapproval, but disapproval or not, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says something needs to be done at the southern border between the United States and Mexico.
There's not only economic migrants coming across the border, but women and children being trafficked for sex and for involuntary servitude, as well as drugs, which contributed to the death of more than 70,000 Americans last year who lost their life to drug overdose.
Police in major cities are beefing up security around mosques today. This after a terror attack in New Zealand left 49 people dead at two separate shootings in mosques. Police say there are no specific threats, but they're beefing up their patrols as a precaution. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.